Hello.
Hi, my name is Drew. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, this is she.
How can I help you today, ma'am?
Yes, I broke my leg at work, and on January the 20th, that was my last day there, and I got hurt on the job, actually, on the clock. And they like refusing workers' comp, so I'm trying to file for unemployment.
All right, I can help you with that. And what is that social security number?
420-213-362.
So 420-213-363.
3362. So
And
it's 420-213-362.
what is your first and last name?
Alicia, Alicia, last name Summerlin, Summerlin.
And Ms. Summerlin, what is your date of birth?
7885.
And your mother's maiden name?
Summerlin.
All right. Give me just a second.
Go ahead.
Alrighty. And do you consider yourself disabled? Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
All right. And is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school, including any time in college?
12th grade, I got my diploma. And took some online classes before, so.
All righty. And do you have a driver's license?
I do.
All right. And what is that driver's license issuing state and number?
143-1938.
143-1948.
38.
All righty. And is that an Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
All righty. And if you're approved for payments, you have options to receive your payments either direct deposit into your checking or savings account or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
I'd rather do direct deposit.
All right, is that going into a traditional bank account?
Yes, my checking account.
All right, what is that routing number?
262-276-410.
And just to confirm, I have 262-276-410.
Yes.
And what is that account number?
00171 followed by 50118254.
And just to confirm, I have 00171 followed by 50s. 118254. All righty. And what is a good mailing address for you?
304 Third 3RD Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36110. And what I need to do right quick, I want to check that. Let me look at my wallet so I can double check and make sure I gave you the correct amount of zeros. because I don't want any problems, because that's going to be a delay. Just 1 second. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, see, I'm glad I looked at that. It's going to, instead of 5 zeros, it's 4.
For the account number?
Uh-huh.
All righty. And what is...
171-0000-118254.
All righty. And is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what is a good phone number for you?
334-479-6929.
All righty. And just to confirm, I have that mailing address. It's 304 3rd Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36110.
Correct.
All righty. And just so you know, Ms. Summerlin, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Coleman, Birmingham, Mobile, Dothan, none of the above.
Dothan.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 117 Cedar Crest. 118 Clanton Avenue. 3847 2nd Avenue East. 5043 U.S. Highway 80 West, or none of the above?
Clinton Street.
Which of the following street addresses in Prattville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 209 Carolyn Drive. 211 Joyce Street. 604 McQueen Village Road. 609 Allenville Road, or none of the above?
McQueen Village.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
And when is the last day that you worked? You said the 28th of January, correct?
No, the 20th.
Alrighty. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
So in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
No.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time the restrictions that would prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed.
Okay, but if I'm disabled, like, I broke my leg, so I can't go to work. I can't work right now.
All right, give me just a second. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
I thought you said you had applied for workers' comp.
I mean, yeah, I applied, but they denied me. They sent me a letter in the mail.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, they did not.
All right, what is your current job title?
Sales associate.
All right, and who's your current employer?
Walmart.
All right, and what is the phone number for that Walmart?
It's going to be 334-361. I want to say, let me make sure, though, because I don't know by heart.
And what city is that Walmart in?
Probably Alabama. Okay, yeah. It's 334-361-2135.
All right. When did you start working for that Walmart?
November 21st.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation,
no.
Sick, or holiday pay?
No. I was still in my 90 days.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
So are you still technically employed there and on a leave of absence?
Not employed there.
Okay, so
and
they...
I wasn't there long enough for a leave of absence. I was still in my 90 days.
So did they discharge you due to your broken leg?
Yeah, I'm not in the system anymore.
Give me just a second. And do you know the name of the person who informed you that you were discharged?
I don't know her full name. First name, Michelle.
And is that the HR rep?
Yes.
And on what day were you informed that you were discharged?
It was through the system. I couldn't get back in. I'm out the system, no longer there, no longer working there. Couple of days ago, I couldn't get in the system, so.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All righty, and do you have pen and paper?
Okay.
Your temporary PIN number is 6285.
Okay.
All right. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet each week in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address you should go to is labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday.
All right.
Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week, meaning you'll start doing your weekly certifications this coming Sunday.
Okay.
Ms. Summerlin, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, sir.
All right, then thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.